This was a time, this was a dance. She lived every moment, left nothing to chance. This was her time.
16-year-old Siri Basham was truly a light in a dark world. Through her six-month battle with osteosarcoma, Siri was constantly smiling, and her love shined through to everyone who stepped into her PICU room. Despite being in a losing battle with terminal cancer, Siri never gave up and never let darkness win. In memory of her beautiful life, the Siri Strong Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded in 2025, aims to empower young people like Siri who want to continue shining God's light in our world. In honor of her, there are a variety of scholarships provided through the foundation and access to programs in her memory, including scholarships for mission trips, camps, and continuing education to those in need in the Ladysmith community and beyond. And coming up, we'll tell you about the first scheduled fundraiser for the Siri Strong Foundation taking place June 7th in Exland. That's ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The June 7th event at the Exland Trout Fest grounds in Exland, the first annual fundraiser for the Siri Strong Foundation, will include all sorts of things, including a coffee bar with Toad House, games, prizes, concessions, and more. A volleyball tournament starting at 11 on June 7th. An Uno tournament, because Siri loved Uno. Also a chicken dinner starting at 4:30 with sides and a drink. And also at 6 o'clock, a concert with James Allen Hall, Ja Music, special guest formerly of Eau Claire, his group, and the featured artist, Britt Nicole. So a lot more available at SiriStrong.org. That's SiriStrong.org. But to give you some background, we spoke with Siri's mom, Martha Basham, who says this fall will mark 27 years since she and her husband became a couple, marrying in 2003.
We have six children. One of them is in heaven, and that was our daughter, Siri, who was kind of the drive. Well, not kind of. She was the driving force behind starting the Siri Strong Foundation.
Martha lays out what they experienced with Siri from the summer of 2023 on.
Yeah, so we spent an entire summer and the year prior. She did traveling volleyball. She played for a club that just started in Eau Claire but founded in the Twin Cities, Kokoro, and we were traveling with them. We had just gotten back from national tournament down in Orlando. She was having some knee pain, some other kind of strange symptoms. She had done some camps that summer. She was normally a runner, pretty strong runner. I had hopes to go on to college and do one of those sports. And in August, just shortly before her 16th birthday, we scheduled her an appointment to go into the doctor just because this knee pain was not going away. And so we got her into our family doctor. And that was the end of August. So she just turned 16. Looking forward to her Trout Fest. It was the excellent Trout Fest that I think Lanny was talking about. Incredible event. The small town is such a great community around here. And she loved it. Every year that was something she looked forward to being a part of. Their Queen Contest, the trail run that we have there. She helped plan and organize that. Participating, doing all of the things that help the little kids have an amazing time, like the cotton candy and the bounce houses. And that was just the heart of who Siri was. And we, just before that, right at the end of August, got the diagnosis for what we thought was going to just be knee pain, maybe a knee injury that would be season ending. Found out that it was actually osteosarcoma, rare bone cancer.
Regarding Siri, Martha Basham says,
yeah, so through it all, she just was Siri. She has, or had, this joy that just radiated even in the toughest moments, and never stopped smiling, dancing, sharing her faith right up to the end.
Hmm. Which was Leap Day 2024, so a little over a year ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she spent... it was just shortly after she was diagnosed that she started having some pretty severe breathing trouble. We had learned then that the cancer had spread throughout her whole body, lungs, abdomen, shoulder, just pretty much everywhere. at that point, and she was starting to have breathing trouble related to the cancer in her lungs, we presume. We took her in, and she was intubated. When we got her there that night, we weren't even sure if she was going to make the ride from Ladysmith to Marshfield, with just how much she was struggling. Praise God, she made it, and you know, made it to Marshfield. But then they had to intubate her. She was put in a coma. Weren't sure if she was going to make it through the night. Weren't sure kind of how the next days would go. She battled through, and I think it just, for me, proved, you know, that God had a purpose for the days that she had left. And I think just support for how God has a purpose for every day that we have been given in this life. And she lived it that way. So when she was able to, she was up, she was smiling, she was bringing joy to everybody who came into her hospital room. She had started a bake sale, selling things to doctors, you know, baked goods to doctors and staff and anybody who would buy it, and kind of had this plan and goal that she was going to use that to buy herself a white truck once she got out and was able to drive. So she just still had goals through all of it, and never gave up. So we have t-shirts that we have made for the Siri Strong Foundation, and they suitingly say never give up, because despite being in some of the darkest, toughest moments, she lived that every single day. And I know that came from the faith that she had, that God had a purpose and that he would carry that through.
How have you and your family handled it?
Honestly, I don't know how we could have never done this on our own. We could have never done this out without a firm foundation, without a God who is unwavering. Because like you said, there was just so many moments. There were so many moments that were up and down and unpredictable and around every single corner. You know, that time that she was in the coma wasn't the only time. There was another time where we didn't think she was going to make it through. There were so many situations over 6 months. I have a Caring Bridge page that kind of tracks all of that. And she wanted that story shared too. So when I wrote the Caring Bridge page, she encouraged me. I asked her permission multiple times. Is it okay to share your story? Is it okay to put this out there? And she, in the early stages, had a chance to read it and, you know, said, yes, let's keep doing this and keep sharing, because I think she wanted you know, that light to be able to shine through it all. So some of her strength, I think, was really encouraging for us too, looking back on all of that.
Lanny Berkey tells how her daughter Hope got acquainted with Siri.
Our daughters were on the same cross country and track team in high school. Well, they were both homeschooled, but they took part in the Ladysmith High School athletics. And so we connected that way. And they also both competed in the Trout Fest Queen contest together. So they interacted in really fun ways and got a little friendship going.
Okay. And so when and how did you learn about Siri's illness then?
It actually was the last Queen contest she took part in. We found out that morning that she had bone cancer from her family. We found out from her family. And that was Labor Day weekend of 2023. And that's when we found out, just before the contest. So that was rough. Yeah.
Talk about the young lady you knew. What was she like, and how did she and her family face this?
Incredible. She turned 16 after that, or just before that. And it was incredible. Her faith was so strong. I mean, even when she was laying in her hospital bed, which she ended up in the hospital after that, she left notes. We have all these notes to read from her, like scripture and just encouragement. And she would sign them all, Siri, with a heart. And she just faced it head on and incredibly courageous. Her family, too, they were just so strong through the whole thing. And maybe they didn't feel like they were, but they were an incredible example to this community. And I think that's why people just stepped up extra. They were just an incredible example. And her mother would write on her caring bridge just so eloquently and comforting to others. and she'd pour her heart out, and you went through it with them that way, you know, even though she was way down in Marshfield. So, and we're way over here, 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. So Caring Bridge is an amazing thing. So we could keep up on everything and all the updates and see the courage that they all had. And like I say, they might not have felt strong, but they showed their strength through their faith. I don't know if anyone walked away from that experience with less faith, because I don't know how you could. It just was a bolster. It's incredible what God can use.
So Lanny Berkey says having a nonprofit in Ladysmith that brings Christian events to the area, the nonprofit made up of three friends, Tanya, Nikki, and herself, Lanny, TNL, hence TNL Productions. And she was involved with the foundation, and they asked her to bring in Britt Nicole to the event coming up, which is going to be happening on June 7th in Exland, as we told you about. But at the same time, going back to last year, Lanny helped put together this benefit concert for Siri and her family on February 4th, 2024, which just happened to be Super Bowl Sunday. It was at the Minor Theater in Ladysmith.
It was crowded. We had a pretty much sold out crowd, and it was at the Minor Theater in Ladysmith. And we had to FaceTime Siri because she couldn't make it. You know, she just didn't improve. So he ended up rearranging his plans, and he took that 2-hour trip over to Marshfield, and in the morning he spent about an hour with her, and that was so special and so special to her. And he even called Colton Dixon. She really likes Colton Dixon and Britt Nicole. So he called Colton, and she got to talk to him while Jason was there. And Jason is just, you know him. He is just an incredible person and comforting and loving. So he did that for her.
Siri Basham's mom, Martha, remembers the Jason Gray visit.
Yeah, he made it his mission to go over and visit her. And I think they were kind of similar souls in the light that they shared. And that level of kindness isn't something typical. So he just went out of his way and brought so much joy to her hospital room. If you go out to SiriStrong.org on our homepage, you can see a video of Siri and Jason dancing together. He likes to joke that he doesn't dance, but she got him to dance that day, and that's the heart of who she was. So,
finally, I asked Martha Basham about the very first Siri Strong Foundation fundraiser coming up on June 7th, both at the Exland Trout Fest grounds and the upcoming concert as well, 6 o'clock that night at the Exland Rod and Gun Club.
Yeah, so we founded this as a way to really encourage young people to live with purpose and strength and joy, just the way that Siri did, and a way to continue that light shining. So we host community events like the Siri Strong Trail Run, sports programs like Powerhouse Volleyball, things that Siri loves. We also work to provide scholarships, mission trips, and camps, funding for those things in our community and beyond. Faith-based programming. But this fundraiser is really a way to keep those things going and to launch this organization that is in memory of her and her life. So we're excited to be able to hold this upcoming fundraiser, the Exland Rod and Gun Club, where the Trout Fest was held that Siri loved so dearly, where we have that trail run that they now have allowed us to relabel to the Siri Strong Trail Run that happens Labor Day weekend every year. There'll be live music with Britt Nicole. We're going to have an opening band there as well. TNL Productions, who Lanny works with, they helped us organize all of that with the singer. But we're going to have a chicken dinner at 4:30. We have a volleyball and Uno tournament at 11 a.m. beginning. We're going to have giveaways with these great basket donations that our community has rallied to bring in and support this fundraiser. The Uno, I have to mention, special mention, Uno was one of Siri's favorite games to play while she was in the hospital. When there wasn't really much else that she was able to do, that was something that she just loved with anybody who would be willing to sit down with her long enough to play. So that's kind of why we're bringing that Uno tournament in. But just an amazing event that will celebrate the lives that we're impacting in Siri's memory. And we're, you know, we have so many sponsors and volunteers, with the artists that are making this possible, the board of Siri Strong, who's organizing all of this, just a whole village that is coming together to make this come to life in her memory and in memory of the life that she lived.
Again, Martha Basham, the mother of the late Siri Basham, the very first fundraiser for the Siri Strong Foundation occurring on June 7th at the excellent Trout Fest grounds, a full day of activities, the coffee bar and more at the Toad House, a volleyball tournament and the Uno tournament starting at 11, the 4:30 chicken dinner and the concert featuring Britt Nicole at 6 o'clock, suggested $25 donation at the door, and special guest Ja Music, James Allen Hall, formerly of Eau Claire, on hand for that. So it should be a great time. And again, for a fantastic cause. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We'll close out with Britt Nicole's song, Gold, as Siri's faith was gold.
You were walking on the moon, and now you're feeling low, oh, oh. What they said wasn't true. You're beautiful, oh. Words like those won't steal your glow. You're one in a million.